Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. This is the Coyote Coaches Show with Wolf and Luke.
Well, a memorable one at Mullet Arena last night. Coyotes get a 6-2 win over Columbus. That's not necessarily memorable. Beating Columbus isn't something that you remember for years and years. But the way things played out, Wolf, you and I were talking about this earlier, even before Josh Doan scored, even before he stepped on the ice for his rookie lap, there was just a different buzz in the building to the point where you knew it was going to be memorable regardless of what he did in the game. Shane Doan's kid making his NHL debut in the arena where he played college hockey, where he scored the first ever goal, now playing for the Coyotes, the team his dad was the captain of for all those years.
It's truly incredible. I mean, honestly, right now, I don't think Disney could have written that script any better.
No, they really couldn't. I guess they could have added that he scored two goals in his NHL debut, too, which is what he did. So we're being joined right now on the Arizona Sports Line by Coyotes head coach Andre Tourney. Bear, thank you for the time. How you doing?
Very good yourself, guys.
Doing really well, good. Bear. Thank you.
I tell you, that was a lot of fun for everybody in that arena last night. So you know we're going to ask you about Josh Doan. Let's just start there. What did you notice a different jump in the arena and even maybe from your players in last night's game?
For sure, they were a different vibe. You know, our fans are attached to Shane and as a captain, longtime player for the team and legend for the Yotes. I think they everybody was cheering for Josh, and I'm happy for Josh because he made his name right away. And I think I said that before the game, but I'm happy for Josh because it's not like if everything was given to him. He was a late bloomer in junior, been drafted only at 19 years old, and that to be after 17 years old, like most of the guys, went college, had success in college, went in the AHL, play a year and a half there by last year, the end of the season, and this year, and did really good. So he earned his call to be called up, and the way he played yesterday, that's a great story, and it could not happen to better people.
Yeah, specifically, Bear, when you look at Josh Doan, of course, and you look at his scouting report in particular, give us a bit of what is your expectation for this kid? Where do you see him growing? Where does he need to get better? Give us his scouting report.
Well, his brain is elite. He can see the game, read the game. He has a really good stick, high-end coordination, can cut play. Yeah, his stick is on puck. He's really good at takeaways and stuff like that. Needs to keep growing in his body, getting stronger, getting bigger. He will need to be consistent, which, you know, was laughing yesterday because we were talking about that. You know, it's not because you play, you do it one time, then you will do it all the time, you know. Yep. And I'm not saying that to be a downer. No, no. I say that about any other player, whoever it is, Cam Crotty or John Leonard, who played for us, whatever. Being in the NHL, the difference, or same thing, let's put it in the NFL. Play one game in the NFL and you've been good that game, that doesn't mean you will be good for the next 10 years.
Yep.
You don't even know if you will be good the next 10 days. So it's about doing it every night. That's what makes you play in the best league in the world in your sport. So you can hit a home run in your first game in the MLB. That doesn't mean you will hit 160 of those. So I think you, Josh, I know he can't play in the NHL. I know he has the brain. And he will need to keep working on his consistency, his strength, that kind of a stuff. But he has all the tools, in my opinion, in terms of you need to have the brain. You need to be able to read the play, see the play. You need to have the skill. And he has all of those. So everything, the rest is just to keep growing, keep getting better and everything. He has the tools. And I know he has the brain to get that consistency and everything. So don't worry about him at all.
Talking to Coyotes head coach Andre Tourney. Coach, I talked to Matias Michelli after the game last night, and he said, look, we kind of realized we had chemistry as we were playing on that line. I mean, Michelli's been such a great playmaker, really, ever since you guys got him even up into the lineup last year. But what was the thinking behind putting Doan with Michelli and Jack McBain?
I think that Michelli and Doan, there's two really high IQ. So I like that part. I like when those kind of guys can play together. The other thing is I like the style of play of Donner. He's going at the net, and that's fit really well with what Chile can do, putting pucks at the net, putting pucks on tape and puck at the net and stuff like that. And in terms of Jack McVane, he's really good defensively, and he brings a lot of pace. He can skate. He's going at the net. He brings speed on his line. So I did like the mix, and we talked about it a few days ago before we even called Donner, when Billy asked me and said, hey, if you, we called Donner, what you think, where you will put him? And that was our thought back then. We thought, hey, okay, I think he could be a good fit with Banner and Chile. And they were for that night. So we'll see. There will be another challenge tomorrow, and need to just be consistent in our effort.
So, Bear, 4-2 in your last six right now. Guys seem to be playing better right now. Where have you guys improved over those last six games?
But, you know, well, I look at the numbers yesterday just for my own personal just want to see. Before Thanksgiving, we were 8-9. Before January 23rd, before we start our slump, we were 23-19. And then now we are, since March 1st, since we won our first game, we're one game above 500 as well. We're 7-6. So we've been really consistent throughout the season, other than that stretch of 14 games where we did not connect our point. We didn't collect it. We got, I think, 4 points in that stretch. But let's say we will get 10 more. That's about where our team can stand. So we are right on the edge, but it's like we said at the beginning of the season. We need to get over the hump, stay with it, and stay away from that slump we had, that 14-game slump. And that's unfortunate because that bring a different picture of our season. So right now we have the same kind of a performance consistency in our last 13 games than we had from the start of the season to January 23rd. So that is that's about what we do. We need to keep working on our consistency in terms of having good start, managing the game a little bit better, making sure we don't beat ourselves. You know, we don't turn a puck over or take penalty at the wrong time, that kind of a stuff. But we still need to keep growing. We're a young team. It's a process, and this team is just keep growing. In addition of some player like we did with Dylan Gunter and Logan Cooley this year, those are really good, two good young talented player. And Sean Dursey was a good trade with a young defenseman, Michael Kessering, who came with us and performed really well as a first-year player. So now Donner has a look. We'll have a look for with us. So all of those are positive. Show it's positive for the future, but it's a process. We still need to keep grinding and getting better.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Bear, good luck tomorrow against Nashville.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Okay, right, Bear.